listening to the Satellite Sisters recap of the PBS masterpiece drama, Pole Dark. It's Pole, Dark, and Handsome with the Satellite Sisters. I'm Leanne Dolan in Pasadena. I'm here with my sister, Julie Dolan, in Dallas, Texas. And Julie, it was the season finale for season two. Were you excited to watch this one? Were you, you know, were you nervous? How were you feeling going into the episode, Joel?
Well, honestly, Leanne, I totally forgot it was the finale. And at the end of it, I was like, wow, a lot of things really happened on this episode. And I was waiting for on the next episode, where they preview what's happening next on the next one. And there was not one of those. So that's how I knew it was the finale. That's the kind of work I do for you here at Satellite Sisters with these TV recaps. We like to be very, I knew it was going to be the finale, but then I apparently forgot.
Well, so. It was a big Thanksgiving weekend, you know, yes. It was hard to keep track. And by the time it rolled around, you'd already probably watched all of the new Gilmore's Girls series and several football games and the parade and the dog show. So it slipped your mind. That's, you know, we don't like to look ahead because, again, we do the recaps in the moment. We are just
two sisters. Nice and fresh.
Yeah.
We don't rely on other people's commentary.
No.
It might help, but we don't do that.
Which is why we often don't have the correct names for the characters. But
right.
Well,
are you excited for the finale, Leanne?
You know, I was a little nervous because last week's episode was so dark, and you know, things are so bad between Demelza and Ross,
yeah, and really bad.
And you know, I just not enjoying Elizabeth's character at all. I was actually very worried for Verity. I did not think she was going to have a healthy baby. I thought, they're going to
tragedy
twist
for her.
This,
yeah.
And that'll be a tragedy. So I was very relieved that she had a baby, and it
was
healthy.
A beautiful baby.
Beautiful
baby.
Yeah.
That was a really good looking TV baby.
Yeah. Okay. So here are the questions we're asking about the season finale. Okay. Will Demelza forgive Ross? Will Elizabeth do something besides stare out the window? Will Dwight join the Navy or continue to dissect human body parts in Cornwall? Will Caroline exchange that red coat for a blue one?
Okay.
Will George the Weasel finally gift his henchmen a few sessions at a tanning salon? I mean, that guy.
He gets paler and paler. Okay.
It's true. And finally, when will we see Aunt Agatha standing over her bubbling cauldron saying, double, double, toil and trouble? She's
getting witchier.
Wicked. She's a wicked man. I like it. I think she's going to end up in Scotland with that whole Outlander crew.
Oh, could be.
Okay. This finale included a lot of action, as Julie said. We also had many, many windswept scenes. Almost everyone got their own windswept moment.
Yeah.
We had some furious riding. We had angry mobs. We had a lot of trembling lips. We had a birthing and a coupling, which I enjoyed. All right. So let's take these storylines one at a time. Let's start with the good news. That was Dwight and Caroline. All right. He joins the Navy and she says, hey, sailor. I mean.
Yeah, she met him in a bar.
Woo.
I know.
Yeah. Caroline.
I know. That was just so when Dwight got the news from Carolyn's uncle that she was going to be engaged to some fancy pants in London, he was crushed. Tears, Leanne. Tears were coming down his eyes.
Yes.
And he just still loves her with all of his heart. And he was so heartbroken, he joined the Navy. I was like, don't sign that big document. It's going to be bad.
Where are they going? The French Revolution?
Yes. It's just going to be bad. You're going to get seasick. It's going to be terrible. Don't do it, you know. But he does. He's just so heartbroken. But then who sort of steps in, Leanne? A big surprise. Ross acts as the matchmaker. How did that happen?
He has some heroic moments, Ross does this time. He's trying to redeem himself in Demelza's eyes and in our eyes. I mean, let's face it. In our eyes. And he finds out that Caroline is his secret benefactor. He wants to pay her back now that he's rolling in tin. And he also sees it as a way to be a matchmaker. And so Ross rides off to London and tells Caroline, like, oh, well, he's heartbroken. you know, Dwight is heartbroken. He's joined the Navy because he knows you're getting married. And the next thing we know, there is Caroline, resplendent in that blue coat in the bar.
Oh, my gosh. And you know what? I was thinking about Caroline. She's the kind of character that normally you and I would hate. You know that, don't you?
Well, right. I like that she's at least doesn't settle for what's expected. Like Elizabeth,
right.
She's not like, I mean,
you know,
right.
I meant in the sense that she was just, she has this very privileged background,
yeah.
And she, you know, and she's just sort of lined up to marry some, you know, fancy guy.
Yeah.
But then she has a real personality,
yes.
And a real soul and a real sense of herself. And she does things that are, you know, very much outside her class. You know, she's trying to understand Dr. Ennis's life, and she, you know, wants to contribute and support the people in the community. So, you know, she's a great character to me.
She is a great character. Yeah. She has the same sort of appeal that like Lady Mary does on Downton Abbey. You know, when Lady Mary starts running the farm and starts doing a good job.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
It's like they had nothing. She has no training. She's only trained to be an heiress, but she is trying to understand Dwight's world. And then she shows up in that world in that blue coat, and it's, where's your room, sailor?
I know. They've only got a few hours together. And he gives her that ring.
I know.
Rawhide ring.
Yep. She goes back to her uncle who has diabetes, the sugar sickness, and she's going to care for her uncle, but she's promised to Dwight. You know, he gives
yes.
her the little ring. That was a nice moment. I mean, let's hope he doesn't die in the war.
I know.
Or come back
I know.
A broken man.
Oh, I know.
So that, I mean, you know, he said he was going to improve his surgical skills. So.
Okay.
Yeah. That's nice. All right. Now on to like the opposite of Dwight and Caroline, George and Elizabeth. Okay.
Ugh.
George builds a wall, tosses out the poor people, and believes in boarding school.
Yes.
And all of this seems to horrify Elizabeth. And it's like, well, that's what you married.
Right.
So,
right. I know. And she, you know, allegedly married George because she was thinking of her son and that she wanted to be able to provide for her son because she didn't have the means. But, you know, don't you just love the Brits? They send 7-year-olds off to boarding school. And you know what? They're still doing that, Leanne, right?
Yeah. And I mean, it was pretty harsh, though, when George the Weasel took down the portrait of Geoffrey Charles's father. You know, Francis took it down because he's promised he and his wife, you know, a portrait of themselves. I thought that was a little harsh, frankly.
Well, I mean, what he's moved into the house.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to look at, you know, her ex-husband. You can understand that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I agree. I mean, I understood why George did that.
Yeah.
And so, but yeah, and that. But, you know, she says she doesn't love him. You know, you feel like she still is, you know, got the burning embers for Ross. But she's playing the part. She's, you know, she's being nice enough to George that she gets to benefit from all that George can do. And he's done a lot with that house now that he's moved in there. There seems to be more light. More
yes.
Heat.
Yes.
There's flowers. There's food. Things look much better in there, Liam.
Liz, you know we love talking about Framebridge, don't we?
We do.
because
there are just so many fun things to frame, Leanne, aren't there?
Right. Anything. You can just upload a digital photo from your phone and they can print it and frame it. And that is a gift right there, a gift people would love getting. But Liz, you recently had quite an exciting Framebridge experience. Would you like to share?
I talked about how when we were at the Bruce Springsteen concert, I was with our brother Dick, his wife Susan, his two kids, and one of the roadies threw us the set list at the end of the show, which was amazing to get the actual set list for the actual concert in Los Angeles. And we're like, oh, yeah. Any day now, that's going to be in a place of honor in their home. Sure enough, Leanne, they have already frame-bridged it and sent it to us with a picture. So I'll be in Bend next week, so I'll get to see it. But it's just excellent use of the Framebridge resources, the Bruce Springsteen set list.
Fantastic. And this is gift-giving season. So if you have a graduation coming up, a wedding, a shower, Mother's Day, Father's Day, look around. I'm sure you have something fun you can frame, and Framebridge can do it for you. It's easy and it's affordable to frame just about anything. You get fair and transparent upfront pricing based on the size of your item. There's a great selection of frames. And as we've said in the past, fast service, free shipping, great for gifts. Mm-hmm. And guess what? Liz, not many things in life give you a happiness guarantee, but Framebridge does. If you're not 100% happy with your piece, they will make it right. So if this
but
sounds
you
like
you're going to be happy, okay? Yeah. And that's just the Satellite Sisters promise. You're going to be out. You're going to be happy you did it.
See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or see a local Framebridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything, like a Bruce Springsteen set list. That's framebridge.com. Thanks, Framebridge. Hey, it's Liz and Leanne here, and we want to thank Pros for supporting this episode of Satellite Sisters. Now, you know, Liz, I've been out and about with my new book, The Marriage Sabbatical. Mm-hmm. The book is getting rave reviews. I'm very happy. But you know what else is getting rave reviews? My hair, Liz. My hair from Pros is getting rave reviews.
Leanne, I am not surprised. You have been on that Pros hair regimen for quite a while. I mean, you have good hair anyway, but now you have great hair because you've really paid attention to it.
Well, Liz, Pros is made for people, not hair and skin types. Personalization is rooted in everything they do, from their in-depth consultation to their made-to-order model. And you know what? I love the regimen they have me on. Do I take the hair vitamins every day? Yes, I do. Do I use my shampoo and conditioner made especially for Leanne Dolan? Yes, I do. I sometimes use the leave-in conditioner when my hair's really dry? I do. And I even have a pre-scalp thing that they give me. Okay, Pros, you're the boss. I'll take it. You tell me what my hair needs. That sounds good. And here's the thing. It's personalization, Liz. For millions of possible formulas, only one is uniquely Leanne's, okay? And I'm using it. Pros isn't just better for you. It's also better for the planet, Liz. They're a certified B Corp, cruelty-free, and the first and only carbon-neutral custom beauty brand. So, Pros, we love you. I love the photos of my hair. Couldn't be happier.
Photos of your hair. There are people in the photos, too. That's the thing about a book tour. Everybody has their picture taken with Leanne and then post it. So the hair is important.
Couldn't be happier, Pros. Pros is so confident that you'll bring out your best hair and skin. They're offering an exclusive trial offer of 50% off your first subscription order at pros.com/sisters. So you get your free consultation, then 50% off at pros.com/sisters. And Pros is spelled P-R-O-S-E, pros.com/sisters. Thanks, Pros.
A table in the dining room.
Yeah.
My gosh, that was beautiful. That overhead shot of just the two of them eating those dinners together.
Yeah.
I mean, those people needed a TV. I mean, that would have made them so much happier. Sitting in that cold, drafty house.
I know.
Just talking to each other. She does nothing all day. What does she have to talk about?
I don't know. She just looks out the window.
So, no, you're right. She turns all the, you know, Jeffrey Charles's trust and everything. It's all in George's hands now. And, you know, there's all this brouhaha about, you know, Poldark's buying back the shares in the mine. And now the mine's worth money. And George tries to manipulate that. And in the meantime, there's our girl on Agatha. You made a pact with the devil. What did you expect?
I know. And she, you know, on Agatha, she can do the math. She can she can count to nine. And she's just figuring that this, you know, now that Elizabeth is pregnant, that that this baby may come early.
Right. Right.
The because babies, it's not March George's baby. It's going to be Ross's baby. And it's going to look like a little mini me when it comes out. Don't you know
Yes. Leanne? Oh, yeah. It'll have like dark ringlets and stuff.
Yeah.
And probably hair gel when it comes out. Yeah. It'll totally.
In a little British red coat. Yeah. That's how the baby's going to be born. Yeah.
There was yet another fight scene between George and Ross, too, which those two need to just stop with the fighting now.
Well, first they had what I would call was the equivalent of the Cornwall Twitter fight, with those letters going back and forth between them. Right? They were having a little truce. And yet I know for all the time that George has practiced that fancy fighting in his high heels and his ruffled shirt, he's still a terrible fighter.
He needed like 6 footmen to bail him out of that fight. So, but it somehow made Elizabeth feel a little romantic. So now, you know, she is pregnant and that's a big cliffhanger. there at the season finale. When will the baby come and whose baby will it be? And then finally we get to Ross and Demelza. Now, the whole episode is sort of based on will they or won't they get back together? Can Demelza forgive Ross for his indiscretion with Elizabeth? How is she going to deal with that? She has a lot of good moments. She has that face-off with Elizabeth in the woods, which was good, I thought. I mean, I wanted her to slug Elizabeth. I thought that would have been good.
That would have been nice. She's a better fighter than George.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I like when she said, I came over here to tell you I hate you. Well, don't mince words. Just how do you really
think? I love that. That was one of my favorite lines, Leanne, because that's exactly what we said about Elizabeth. Yeah.
And so she's, you know, she's working it out with Elizabeth. She's working through that anger. She decides to tell Ross that she almost had a one night stand with that stupid red coat. All right. Yeah. And then he mansplains that, you know, no, your indiscretion was nothing like my indiscretion because mine was based on true love, this sacred relationship I have with Elizabeth.
Jealous Ross was even more unattractive than philandering Ross, right?
Yeah.
I mean, just really, you have the nerve to get jealous now and to give Demelza a hard time. Yeah, that was despicable.
Yeah. And then she threatens to, you know, move back in with her parents, take the baby, move back in with her parents. And then she does the face off with Elizabeth. And on the way out of Trenwith, she's climbing the fence that George has put up and she gets shot.
I know. Oh, it's just a little something. Don't mention it. She gets home to Mr. and Mrs. Drunk. She's like, don't mention it. And she's like, she got half of her wrist shot off there. So
of course, Ross is off in London or whatever, repaying the people that loaned him money. So she's been shot. Right. She tells Mr. and Mrs. Drunk, don't tell anyone, which is a waste of breath. And immediately, Mr. Drunk riles the troops and gets an angry mob with like torches and pitchforks. And they go marching towards Trenwith. I was pretty psyched about that, too.
That was pretty good. But I was just like, why would the angry mob believe Mr. Drunk? That's what I couldn't understand. How could he rouse them? Now, as you recall, Mr. Drunk earlier this year died. We thought they thought he was dead for a long periods of time.
Right.
And then he came back to life. But somehow he had the ability to like work everyone up into a lather. They literally had pitchforks and torches and they were going to burn the place down.
And he did this time, Julie, have the full support of Mrs. Drunk. Prudy was on his side. I think that may be it. She was happy that he was going to march on Trenwith. And so Elizabeth, I think I would have just let him march. You know, we know how she feels about Elizabeth. We know how she feels about George, but Demelza goes over and tries to warn them and they completely poo-poo it.
I know. Like she's making it up.
Yeah.
That's the last thing that Demelza is going to do for those two. That's for sure.
I hope. And then they look out the window and, oh, guess what? Angry mob. Angry mob. And so Demelza steps up, steps in front of the mob, steps in front of the guns and says, stop it. You can't do this.
Yeah.
She was the real hero. And who steals her thunder, Julie?
I know. Ross. He gallops up on that magnificent steed. That's a great looking horse that they've got in this episode. And then he takes all the credit for it.
Yeah.
So people take their torches and their pitchforks and they head home and they decide that they're not going to burn down the house.
Right. So yes, they narrowly escape death, George and Elizabeth, and they don't really seem that grateful. Demelza and Ross go home now.
Well, can I just mention probably one of the most incredible moments of the whole episode had the vertical leap that Demelza did to get up on that giant steed to ride home with Ross. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
I mean, in one motion, it was an incredible leaping action to get up on the horse side saddle in front of Ross and take those reins and ride the horse home.
It was. She was like Simone Biles. She just, boom, like the vault, like boom, just vaulted up onto that horse.
It was an Olympic level vault, Leanne.
Liz and Leanne here, and we are so grateful to have Osea support Satellite Sisters. Why? Because it's just a great product. Holy cow, do we love Osea's skin and body care. And you know what? This Mother's Day, just look no further than Osea. Spoil the moms in your life with the little luxuries from Osea. The moms, the stepmoms, the bonus moms, the people who bring a touch of something special to your life, aunts, grandmothers, they would love a little Osea this Mother's Day. And you can get 10% off your first order by using our code SATSISTERS at OseaMalibu.com. And Liz, you know what every mother and mother figure needs?
What?
More moisture, Liz. They need more moisture in their skin.
No kidding. I mean, really, the creams, the lotions, the oils, I love it all. That duo they have going, like, you can't miss with the duo of Osea.
Liz, the mega moisture duo. Yes. You can literally see your skin get firmer, and it just delivers this full body glow. Okay, you know we have raved about the Undaria algae body oil. Mm-hmm. Well, pair that with the Undaria collagen body oil. Youthful, yeah. Liz, your youthful, yeah, glow is going to happen. And it's infused with Osea's signature Undaria seaweed. So it just smells so delicious, doesn't it?
I know you're talking about giving it as a gift. I also suggest just giving it to yourself because you're worth it.
That's true. That is absolutely true. Okay, that moisture duo I mentioned too is a great value because you can save 16% plus the extra 10% with our code SADSISTERS. So this is it. This is a win-win-win Mother's Day gift. Spoil the moms in your life with clean vegan skincare and body care from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with the code SATSISTERS at OseaMalibu.com. And you get free samples in every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Osea is spelled O-S-E-A. So head on over to OseaMalibu.com and use code SATSISTERS for 10% off. Thanks, Osea. Liz, summer is coming up, and you know what that means? It means you're grilling. You're grilling and chilling,
sure,
there,
yes,
with your butcher box. What do you got going on the grill this summer?
Well, you know, here's the thing. Because I'm going to be up in Bend for a part of the summer, yeah, I'm having my box sent there, Leanne.
That's, I mean, great.
Go on vacation with your butcher box is what I'm recommending. Yeah, either way, you're just going to buy meat and fish and stuff when you get there. Why do that? Anyway, I love their steaks. I love their scallops. The scallops are really good. And the chicken thighs, all good. I'm ready.
That's right. Butcher Box gives you peace of mind and easy to find high quality meat and seafood you can trust. It's 100% grass-fed beef, free-range organic chicken, pork that's raised crate-free, and wild-caught seafood. No antibiotics or added hormones. And as Liz said, delivered right to your doorstep. And you can customize that delivery plan, Liz, right? Because it can go wherever you want it to go, whenever you want it to go. If you want to delay it a week, you know, speed it up a week, you just go to your Butcher Box account and you can make that all happen.
It's so easy to manage online.
Yeah. And if you're like Liz, you can take your Butcher Box on vacation, which is... That's nice. Nice to have something familiar there.
Yes.
So if you want to take your meat on vacation, sign up at butcherbox.com/sisters and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional 20% off. So you can choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/sisters and use code SISTERS to choose your free for a year offer, plus get $20 off your first order. Thanks, ButcherBox.
Okay. So then we're thinking, well, what's going to happen at home? But we don't see a cut till the next day when, you know, now Ross and Demelza are having their windswept moment. And both staring out at the sea. There's a two shot of them. And he comes and there's a kiss. And we can assume, okay, well, we're in this together again.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we look, the camera pans to the sea, and there go the ships off to war. Taking Dwight away from Caroline. So, and that is the end of the season. Well, has Ross done enough to redeem himself in your mind, Julie?
Well, when he put on the uniform, I got a little weak-kneed because that he looked pretty good in that.
Yeah.
And I suggest you wear that around the house.
Yeah. Okay.
That That would be it. I don't know, Leanne. I don't know. I just, you know, he's pulled to me. I wrote it. He was a little bit like Steve Jobs. You know, he was this great entrepreneurial leader, but maybe not such a great guy on the home front. And I kind of feel like there might be more issues down the road for these two, you know?
Yeah. Well, and I think all is looking good now, but if that baby comes out and looks like Ross Jr.
Yeah,
his true love and his fierceness and his loyalty and everything, that's really going to be in question if that baby is his. So, and because this is, as someone pointed out on our Facebook page, an overwritten melodrama, then I'm...
that's probably what's going to happen. Yeah, so... I mean, do you think their relationship is stable? Do you think all is forgiven now?
I think all is forgiven because, again, her choices are fairly slim, Demelza.
Yeah.
So, and going back to your crazy father's house is not a great choice.
Right.
So I think she can live with it. I think she feels like she's had her moment. But again, until that baby arrives, we'll have to see. We'll have to see. All right. I think it's going to be like another year before this comes. I didn't, you know, we do so little prep here. I didn't even want to. Well, the problem with Googling Poldark is that the BBC is a couple weeks ahead of us. So anytime you Google it, you find out the plot. So I'm looking Poldark season 3. Let me see if I can look it up right
quickly.
Now. But I
just
bet
as you're looking that up, just a couple other random thoughts that I thought Mr. and Mrs. Drunk continue to provide the worst childcare I've ever seen, Liam. Those two. I mean, now that maybe Ross is back on the home front, I think Demelza should spend a little more time with the child because those two are cannot be trusted. So.
Okay. Yeah, that is just unbelievable, those two. Let's see.
Don't tell me.
Okay. Well, there's some new cast members that look exciting.
Okay.
Well, that's... let's see. Spring of... Oh, maybe this is the BBC. Yeah, I think it'll be a year. It's not,
okay.
Doesn't say.
Well, I think that we're going to have to listen to our recaps before the start of season 3 because we never remember exactly what would happen.
Yeah, well, we have to be able to work up that head of steam against Ross again.
Yeah.
You know, we want to go into the beginning of season 3 being skeptical.
Yes.
Being cautiously optimistic about his plans with Demelza and the future. All right, Julie, it's been a good season. You know, a lot of mining.
It was a little dark, too much mining, but I never saw that coming with Ross. I never thought he would betray his wife, even for Elizabeth. So that made this season, you know, very dramatic and very difficult to watch because that happened.
Yeah.
And it really
Good
did
point.
Sharpen our opinion of Elizabeth, you know, and I think because she is so, you know, she's a good contrast to Caroline that, you know, I think it made us really love Caroline and Dr. Ennis's storyline even more, Liam.
Yeah. Okay. That's a good point, Julie. Excellent point. I'm looking, still can't find it. Okay.
That's what we like. We like, you know, immediate on-air research, you know, by our team, Liam, our team behind the scenes. No one's whispering in your ear. Really, our producers are not telling you.
No.
When the season is.
No. Okay. I'll report.
So you should go ahead and write to us at Satellite Sisters. Yeah, that would be
good. That's a good idea. That's a good idea. All right. Thanks for joining us for season 2 of Poldark. We're still recapping Madam Secretary, the CBS drama. That is a full season, 24 episodes. So we've done the first 8. You can find that at iTunes or at satellitesisters.com. And we do a show every week on Tuesday. We release a new Satellite Sister, and then we have years of Satellite Sisters in our archives. So if you're new to Satellite Sisters and just discovering us through the TV recaps, there's a lot more to love out there. Isn't there, Jill?
There is, Leanne. And sometimes we even research topics. So.
That's true. So that all can be found at iTunes or at Satellite Sisters or at Stitcher. If that's where you listen to your podcast, we're on a lot of different apps there, but we would love to have you along for the regular weekly podcast as well. All right, Jill, what do you think about the new Victoria? So what are we going to do? We'll figure out what the recap season's going to look like.
Yeah, well, I think we should get some opinion what people want us to recap. And I'm currently watching The Crown, Lynn, which I just love. So
we talked about that on the show today.
I knew you would, Lynn. Yeah, I knew you would talk about that on the show. That's a great one. But I think Victoria is a strong possibility, Lynn. It seems like our genre, but we'll do a little research before we make that commitment, because it is a commitment on our part to do this for you, which we love to do, and we're glad that you enjoy it. But we want to make sure, you know, because we made a mistake. We were doing recaps of Selfridge, that show, and that really wasn't very good.
No, we didn't like it.
No, we didn't like it. So that was hard to maintain enthusiasm. So
was
we want to make
another one we did too that was not good.
Don't ask me. I didn't even know that this was the finale of Poldark. So there you go. So don't ask me.
Okay. All right. We're the Satellite Sisters. Don't forget, call your satellite sister.